So I think what we're going to do is this. Let's have you sit down, and I want you, just for a moment, to think about the answer to those five questions for you. Why is it that you know your product really, well, first of all, why do you care about the prospect? You know, why can people count on the fact that you're not going to take advantage of them? How is that true? What are the beliefs you have behind that? Let's go to the second one after that. Second one, what is it about your product? What are the advantages and benefits, and what will they mean to people? Because people don't buy benefits. They don't buy advantages. They buy what it's going to mean to them, and a benefit has got to have some meaning to them. If you just sell random benefits, it may not mean anything. It's like saying, you'll have an adventure. That may be a benefit of a product, the adventure of it, but if they don't like adventure and what they want is security, you've got a problem. But what are some of the major benefits for you so that you can transfer some of that feeling of certainty to somebody else if they have similar values? Third thing, I want you to write down, what are the beliefs you have? What is it you gives you certainty that those objections you usually hear, money and time, all that stuff, what is it that you feel makes it so much more worth that? So if you want to be powerful, here's what most people do. They practice the words. So they learn in traditional selling, they learn a close. And they come in and they deliver the close. And they do it perfectly. They say all the right words, but it doesn't work. You want to know why it doesn't work? It doesn't work because they don't feel certain about what they're saying. They feel certain about the words, but they don't feel certain that it's really right. And that's why the person doesn't get convinced. That's why you're going to learn closing here. But no close can make up for you not believing and being certain that what you're giving the prospect is 10 times more valuable than what you're asking for in return. If you really believe that in your gut, there's no limit. So I want you to answer that question. Why is your product worth 10 times what you ask for in return in terms of money or time or effort? Okay? Fourthly, I want to make sure you answer the question strongly within yourself about your own products or services. How can that person justify doing this with the people around them? You need to help them to justify it. And how will it benefit the people around them? What are some ways that you're certain will benefit people around them? General things that consistently help the people around them. And sometimes it's by helping that person to have something. It puts them in a better state and it makes them treat people around them better. There are lots of reasons. And lastly, make sure that you can think of reasons why they should do it now. Because I'll tell you something, in my own sales team, I tell them the most important thing they've got to do is get you to realize that this is something you need to do now. Because otherwise, if people can put things off, they will. Because people don't want to have to make a decision. They don't like that. They don't want to make heavy-duty decisions, and they don't want to commit time. They don't want to commit resources, because in the short term, it looks like pain. Because most people are short-term oriented, I would think. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
So they look at the short term and they go, pain. They don't look at the long term, which could be massive pleasure. You have to be a long-term thinker to be successful. Hey, the Japanese, if you go talk to a Japanese businessman, they got a 100-year game plan, a century game plan. You go to the average businessman in America, and you'll be lucky to find a 5-year plan. In fact, usually it's, what are we going to do by the next quarter that's going to affect, you know, people who are invested money here in our company? And it's a challenge. It affects us. So what I tell people is you got to show them how it's compelling now. You got to get someone to realize now is the time to do this, and if they don't do it now, it's going to hurt. Think about it. Life is like a river. We're moving on it, right? It's traveling. And what happens? This river's going along, and most people don't look up to see where is it going. And one day, they end up 5 feet from Niagara Falls in a boat with no oars, and they go, oh, shoot. It's a little late. See, so you know what the problem is? A persuader didn't come by and say, come here, I got to talk to you while you're still upstream. And say, you know where you're heading? This is very real. And make it real enough so that you put them 5 feet from Niagara so they're motivated. They feel the pain and want to change. That's really what you've got to do here. You've got to make sure there's a reason to do it now. So let's do some thinking. What are some of the beliefs that you already have? What are some beliefs you'd need to have in these areas in order to be really effective in being able to close people? Because if you don't have that certainty within you, you're not going to transfer it to anybody else. All right? Let's do it right now. Now, by the way, just because Joseph's here, that doesn't mean you're alone. I'm here too. You better follow through on this exercise. Because otherwise, how can you be a leader if you don't even get yourself to follow through? Leaders go first. Develop the habit, the momentum of taking action immediately. So many people say, oh, I'm going to do it later. Don't do it later. Do it right now. If you get that habit in your body, that discipline, you're going to find yourself exploding through things that you used to talk about. Because you don't wait. You don't make it bigger. You just do it. So do the exercise.
This session continues on the next CD.